From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Global economic pressure easing. Ministry prioritizes disaster mitigation program in 2023. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said global economic pressure on the national economy had subsided and what many feared would not happen. The president, while attending the Mandiri Investment Forum in Jakarta on Wednesday, said Indonesia must be optimistic because in 2022, the growth is expected at 5.2 to 5.3 year-on-year. Inflation is still under control at 5.5% and the Purchasing Managing Index is also at an expansive 50.9. The head of state said Indonesia must be optimistic, even so he reminded them to be careful and alert. The Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture stated disaster mitigation is included in the ministry's priority programs in 2023 to minimize the impact of disaster risks that may arise. The ministry's Assistant Deputy for Disaster and Social Conflict Mitigation, Andre Noto Hamijoyo, explained in Jakarta on Tuesday, wet hydrometeorological disasters included floods, flash floods, landslides, and tornadoes. Meanwhile, dry hydrometeorological disasters comprise forest and land fires. In addition, the government continues to strengthen coordination and communication across ministries and agencies, as well as regional governments to handle possibilities for disaster. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade initiated a collaboration with Google Indonesia to boost digital trade performance, especially electronic commerce or e-commerce, and strengthen human resource capacity. Kasan, through his written statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, explained in an effort to boost the performance of digital trade, especially e-commerce, of course, requires concrete cooperation and collaboration with stakeholders such as Google Indonesia. We end the news with the Australian Embassy in Indonesia, in collaboration with the Indonesian photojournalists and the Jakarta Library, is holding a photo exhibition entitled Rise from the Pandemic from January 31st to February 5th, 2023 at the Jakarta Library, Taman Ismail Marzuki Art and Cultural Center, Jakarta. In her remarks at the opening of the exhibition on Tuesday, the Australian Ambassador to the Republic of Indonesia, Penny Williams, said, "This photo exhibition is more than just an ordinary photo exhibition, because the photos on display show the people's struggle to recover from the pandemic." The ambassador said the pandemic had shown the strengthening of relations between Indonesia and Australia, so that the Australian Embassy celebrates by organizing this photo exhibition.
Pandemic ini juga telah menunjukkan kuatkan kuatnya persahabatan dan kemitraan antara Australia dan Indonesia.
This pandemic has also shown the strength of the friendship and partnership between Australia and Indonesia. Australia moved quickly to align our development partnership with the Indonesian national government's pandemic response. More importantly, Australia and Indonesia managed to build a closer relationship as close friends that share the same goals. That's why we held this exhibition, to celebrate the closer relations between the two countries, and together we rise from the pandemic.
Semakin eranya hubungan kedua negara dan bersama-sama kita bangkit dari pandemi.
The Rise from Pandemic photo exhibition features photos which are a collaboration between Australian photojournalist Alex Ellinghausen from the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, as well as curated photos by Indonesian photojournalists through a competitive selection process. Now we move to the international news. The White House said on Monday the national and public health emergencies declared just as the COVID-19 pandemic took grip 3 years ago will officially end May 11. The end to both federal emergency declarations, which took effect in January 2020 under then-President Donald Trump, will see funds used to subsidize COVID medicines, medical insurance, and other types of government aid related to the pandemic come to an end. In practice, part of these government assistance programs has already dried up due to opposition from Congress. The remaining debate is largely political, with Republicans who control the House of Representatives preparing bills that would seek to end the national emergency on March 11 and the public health emergency on April 11. Distraught relatives thronged hospitals in Pakistan's Peshawar on Tuesday, January 31st, to look for their families a day after a suicide bombing ripped through a crowded mosque in a heavily fortified area of the city, killing 100 people, mostly policemen. The attack in the police lines district was the deadliest in a decade to hit this restive northwestern city near the Afghan border and comes amid a surge in violence against the police. No group has claimed responsibility. At least 170 people were wounded in the blast, which demolished the upper story of the mosque as hundreds of worshippers performed noon prayers. We end the news with a pilot that was killed when a Vietnamese Air Force fighter jet crashed during a training session on Tuesday in the north of the country, state media reported. The accident happened at noon in Yen Bai province, and the 30-year-old pilot died while trying to land the Russian-made Su-20 22 jet at a local airport, the official Vietnam news agency reported. Vietnam's defense ministry has launched an investigation into the cause of the accident, and Vietnam itself relies heavily on Russia for its military procurements, although it's seeking to diversify its equipment and arm suppliers. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Election Organizers Honorary Council, DKPP, along with 12 election activists, including Migrant Care, the Indonesian Women's Coalitions, and the Association for Elections and Democracy, or PERLUDEM, on Monday declared towards ethical and integrity elections for the implementation of the 2024 simultaneous general elections and regional head election. Member of Election Organizers Honorary Council, J. Christiadi, explained the contents of the declarations emphasize that elections are a manifestation of people's sovereignty, which are carried out by upholding ethics, integrity, and competence in managing the nation's noble values. Therefore, the 2024 simultaneous general elections and regional head elections are expected to be proof of the maturity of the Indonesian people in practicing democratic life with dignity and justice. On the same day, the election supervisory board Bawaslu visited the Central Indonesian Ulema Council MUI in Jakarta. The visit by five election supervisory board leaders is to invite the Ulema Council to be involved in making the 2024 elections and regional head election run peacefully, coolly, conducively, with integrity, honesty, fairness, and dignity. In the meeting, the Ulema Council also stated that it agreed to participate in the declaration of a peaceful interfaith election that rejects the politicizations of identity, the politicizations of ethnicity, religion, race, and intergroup, and counteracting hoaxes or fake news. The coordinator of the Prevention's Community Participations and Public Relations Divisions of Election Supervisory Board, Loli Suhenti, expressed the need for the Supervisory Board and Ulema Council to take strategic steps together. According to Suhenti, one of the focuses of Election Supervisory Board this year is strengthening the Citizens Forum. Previously, the General Elections Commission's KPU in the regions had also declared a peaceful 2024 general election. From this, it can be seen that the election organizers have a strong desire to make the 2024 elections to take place safely and peacefully. They invite non-governmental organizations to support these efforts. Indeed, the success of the elections is not only the task of its organizers. Safe and peaceful elections are a shared responsibility, the responsibility of all Indonesian people, because the futures of this nation is also determined by the success of the 2024 election.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 1, 1968, when North Vietnamese military officer Nguyen Van Lem was executed. North Vietnamese military officer Nguyen Van Lem was executed in Saigon during the Tet Offensive on February 1, 1968. After being captured, Lem was taken to the South Vietnamese police chief Nguyen Ngoc Loan, who shot and killed him in the street. The event was witnessed and recorded by Pho Su, an NBC cameraman, and Eddie Adams, an Associated Press photographer. Moving on to February 1, 1992, when UNESCO designated Ujung Kulon National Park as a Natural World Heritage Site. Ujung Kulon National Park is an Indonesian park located in Banten Province, which covers areas in Sumur and Cimanggu Subdistricts, Pandeglang Regency. The UNESCO World Heritage Commission designated Ujung Kulon National Park as a Natural World Heritage Site on February 1, 1992. One of the features of Ujung Kulon National Park is a natural habitat for the endangered Javan rhinoceros and Javan gibbon. We end today in history with an event on February 1, 2003, when Chinese New Year was first celebrated as a national holiday in Indonesia. Chinese New Year was celebrated as a national holiday in Indonesia for the first time on February 1, 2003. Previously, from 1968 to 1999, the Indonesian government prohibited Chinese New Year celebrations in public. The establishment of the Chinese New Year celebration as a new national holiday took place during the reign of President Megawati Sukarnoputri through Presidential Decree No. 19 of 2002. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
maksudku, katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku, hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada. Ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ra, ta-ra-ta-ta, ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ta-ra.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Automotive is a strategic manufacturing sector because it supports the national economy. Therefore, the industry ministry implements the national automotive industry development consistently so that the automotive industry in Indonesia becomes the production center for export market. That was stated by the spokesperson of the industry ministry, Febri Henry Antoni Arif, in a statement at industry ministry's website on Monday. According to the Febri, the automotive industry sector in Indonesia in 2022 showed a splendid performance. Indonesia exported 473,000 units of CBU, increasing 60.7% compared to 2021, with 294,000. The Statistics Indonesia, or BPS, in 2022 showed that the export worth $5.7 million, or increasing 63.5% compared to the 2021 with $3.5 million. Febri explained that based on the CBU vehicle export and import value, the forex surplus was $3.4 billion, increasing 64% from 2021. Febri Henry explained, based on the data, it can be concluded that the automotive sector development in CBU export performance is on the right track. Indonesian automotive exports had reached more than 80 countries, However, there are still many challenges faced by the domestic automotive industry. The challenge was among many: raw material availability, semiconductor lacking, logistics and transport obstacles, and a very high energy cost. The Director for Maritime Transportation and Defense Equipment Industry, Erhendro Martono, said to face those challenges, the industry ministry encourages manufacturers to expand their new market reach, strengthen innovation, and increase research and development budget. Those will be the basis for the industry ministry in fighting for the incentive for the automotive industry. He also affirmed the need for integrating small and medium industry in the supply and production for a bigger industry. The industry ministry is committed to keep integrating small and medium industries into the global production and supply chain of the automotive industry.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta selain cinta. Memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Taking a walk in the capital city of Jakarta, of course, you may visit not only Old City or Monas, but also many other tourism attractions, such as the Wayang Museum. It might not look attractive, but you can educate your children about one of the cultures in Indonesia. The museum, which is located at Jalan Pintu Besar Utara, number 27, West Jakarta, collects more than 4,000 puppets, both made of wood and leather and other materials. The Puppet Museum periodically holds wayang performances on the second and third Sunday of each month. Apart from the local puppets, at the Wayang Museum, there are also puppets from foreign countries, such as from the People's Republic of China and Cambodia. On November 7, 2003, the United Nations decided to recognize Indonesian wayang or puppets as an intangible cultural heritage that should be preserved. 1 year before the inauguration of the Wayang Museum, during the second Wayang Week event, the former mayor of Jakarta, Ali Sadikin, at the time was amazed by the inventory and culture of wayang. This admiration prompted the establishment of the Wayang Museum, which was inaugurated on August 13, 1975. Although it has been restored, some parts of the old and new church are still visible in this building. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana cara jauh pergi, tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Oh, aku cinta. Aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinannya, aku mau. Yeah. Oh. Aku mau. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, yeah, ingin aku ada di sana, ada di sana, di sana.
Aku mau.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Ayo kita berangkat. Ayo kita berangkat, which means let's go. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Laras, a tourist guide in Lombok. Laras picks Dev up at Mandalika Hotel in Mataram City and asks Dev to go to Kuta Mandalika Beach. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ayo kita berangkat ke pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang.
Sebentar, saya sarapan dulu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you some vocabulary related to the topic of the day. I'm going to read it twice and you repeat after me. Ayo, ayo, which means let's go. Kita, kita, which means we. Berangkat, berangkat, which means go. Ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika, ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika, which means to Kuta Mandalika Beach. Sekarang, sekarang, which means now. Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang. Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang, which means let's go to Kuta Mandalika Beach now. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang. Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang, which means, let's go to Mandalika Beach now. In the sentence, there is the word ayo, ayo, which means let's go. It is used to invite someone. In the sentence, the word ayo, ayo, which means let's go, is used to state Lara's invitation to Dev to go to Kuta Mandalika Beach now. To invite someone, the word ayo, ayo, can be followed by an expression that states an activity. For example, berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika. Berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika, which means go to Kuta Mandalika Beach. Besides ayo, ayo, which means let's go, you can also use the word mari, mari, to invite someone. Let's listen to the following examples. Mari, mari, which means let's go. Mari kita makan ayam taliwang. Mari kita makan ayam taliwang, which means let's eat taliwang chicken. Mari istirahat dulu. Mari istirahat dulu, which means let's take rest. To state invitation, besides using the word ayo, ayo, and mari, mari, which means let us, you can also use the word yuk, yuk, which has the same meaning. The word yuk is usually used in an informal situation. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ayo, kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang.
Sebentar, saya sarapan dulu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Kita
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from North Sulawesi entitled Ampuruk. The song Ampuruk was composed by Eddie Ward. The lyrics tell about someone who misses his hometown with its natural beauty and memories. He also hopes that everything will be fine in his hometown. Well, listener, here is the song Ampuruk by Trio Bougainvilleas. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Di pantai Enemawira.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.
Thank you.